Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
What y'all looking for? A little scandal, a little gossip, a little tea perhaps?
Of course.
Well, we got y'all covered. Now, later on, Mariah Carey may not know who J-Lo is, but now we have proof that she knows who Britney is. Plus, Chewie's on the set of The Real hanging out with all the ladies, and he gets some love from Lonnie Love.
Oh, yeah, we'll little love it. Connection.
Thank you. Well, let's talk about matters of the heart. Talk about Kevin Hart and his wife, Aniko.
Okay.
And it looks like Kevin wants to keep his wife happy in the midst of this whole cheating sex tape extortion scandal.
Of course.
And that means their baby shower is still a go and it's not going to be cheap. Now, they're saying that they're going to have a Lion King themed baby shower.
Uh-huh.
And the amount of it is going to cost a little bit over $117,000.
What? That's like a wedding.
Pretty much. Yeah. They're going to do it in Malibu, and it's going to be ultra lit. It seems like Kevin is borrowing some of his props from his new movie, Jumanji, because guests are going to get to try exotic foods, dress up as tribal warriors. There's even going to be a chimp and a diaper there that's going to only set them back about $1,500.
Oh, baby, you're going to be in a real live zoo at this baby shower.
Yeah, I need to go.
She's going to have all this big extravagant baby shower, and everybody's going to be like, girl, you know he cheated on her.
Ooh, and she don't care.
It don't matter as long as she's satisfied with her baby shower.
Well, she need to be satisfied with her baby daddy. She ain't gonna be satisfied with his ass.
Whatever, Gary. He probably won't even be there.
He's gonna be there. These are some good pictures for press.
Thank you,
he will be there. He will be there. The only thing is, him walking into a room of her friends and family,
girl,
after knowing the situation, how are they gonna treat him?
Thank you.
Yeah, that side ain't gonna be.
Every time he walks around, hey, Kevin.
So, how long do you think Kevin's going to have to continue to jump through hoops to not only make his wife happy?
Forever.
Thank you.
Y'all, moving on, Karrueche Tran went on Wendy Williams this morning to promote her new TV show, Claws. And honey, it didn't take long before Wendy started asking about Chris Brown. She asked about the restraining order, him throwing rocks at our house, and Karrueche was definitely uncomfortable, but we all know Wendy. She kept at it.
Just one more thing.
Yes.
Does he ever show up at the set screaming your name? Adrian! Like from Rocky.
Girl, no.
We're not appearing in the same club.
No. It's so interesting. We have not recently, in the past few months or whatever, we haven't crossed paths.
Were you abused?
Huh?
Okay. Who are you dating now?
Myself.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, daggone it, Wendy.
No, Miss Wendy was doing her job.
Wendy ain't never been one to bite her tongue tail.
No,
but the way she just lit, she was like, so has he ever come up there? Oh, okay, so you haven't seen her. Have you been abused?
Were you abused?
I know. Karrueche said, huh? But you know one thing about Karrueche, I'll tell you this. She made sure that you all will not continue to call her Chris Brown's ex, and she made a career for herself.
She did.
Won an Emmy. She's been out here. She has the show Claw.
Yeah.
You know.
And she's got a great manager, Jacob York.
I don't know what else, but I'm cheering her on. I don't know what the
she was doing.
Y'all
fix my life.
I don't know. But yeah, she was on that, and she's on Wendy. Yeah. Clap it up for Karrueche.
All right, now we got to bounce it over there to our friends who are looking really fresh in the West. We got Heidi and Frank. What up, y'all?
What's up?
Well, music fans are freaking out right now because two of the biggest icons were seen out at dinner together, Mariah Carey and Britney Spears.
Wow. Ooh. See, they know each other.
I guarantee, based on this picture, Mariah Carey has no idea who she is. She thinks it's another person that's coming up to get a picture. She's like leaning in like that crazy fan who always leans in.
Right, like,
she's
I'm
like,
eating.
Okay, I'll take another picture. I'm trying to have dinner here, Blondie.
Now, why this picture is so special is because Britney is a huge Mariah Carey fan. She even admitted once to Andy Cohen that she gets naked.
And then what happens?
She admitted to Andy Cohen that she gets naked, listens to Mariah Carey music, and paints.
Do you paint nude, listen to her music too?
Do you? No, I don't. No. Do you?
Oh, I don't know how to paint.
Harry Styles just kicked off his solo tour called Harry Styles Live on Tour.
Wow, what an awesome name.
It took a while. Big creative team got together for that one. But some of his fans are upset. He's already in hot water because when you go to the concerts, there's always the merch table.
That's where the money is.
You can get the concert T-shirt. And so they noticed that the extra smalls, and the mediums cost $40, and that the large, the extra large, and the double XLs cost $45. And they're like, oh, why are you selling more expensive shirts to big girls? And they were all upset. And he's saying, I had no idea. It was a mix up at the merch table. It's all been fixed. Every shirt's $40 from here on out. But I think if you are double XL, you have more. You're buying
more material.
So pay more.
But like, that doesn't mean you have more money.
But it's like you're buying two smalls.
It should be 80
still
bucks.
Getting the deal. Y'all are so wrong.
It is what it is. It's more material.
Everybody knows that if you're selling T-shirts and you offer a bigger size, you just have to eat that part of the profit. You just don't get to make all the money off the larger
size. Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
If you had to pay more for material, can you imagine how much Porsche's underwear would cost?
Child, you can put some polyester on that.
It's just a string.
Polyester.
Just a string.
Strings don't cost that much.
But you could also use it to cover a motorcycle.
Just a rope.
Well, baby, honey, I have some great news, y'all. Guess what?
What?
Tupac might be still alive.
What? Really? My boo is still here?
Yeah, he's still here, baby. Let me tell you, honey, now they say 21 years after the honey rap legend was brutally murdered in a drive-by shooting, Suge Knight believes, y'all, that he could actually still be alive.
Suge Knight?
Come
now,
on,
he
people.
Was right there by his side.
That's right. He sure was.
Uh-oh. What's Lord. He saying, Gary?
Baby, come Suge on. Spoke to Ice-T and Soledad O'Brien from jail for the Fox special Who Shot Biggie and Tupac and told him, quote, when Pac died, if he really did, you know, I mean, when I left that hospital, me and Pac was laughing and joking. So I don't see how someone can turn from doing well to doing bad. Now, so wow. that asked you, honey, if he seriously thought that Tupac was alive, and he said, quote, I'm going to tell you with Pac, you never know.
Mm.
Yeah, so you never know. I mean, because people said he was alive.
They do. Call him Machiavelli, right?
Yes.
Crazy honey. People say he's alive. I mean, every time you ask him about Tupac, he tells you a different answer.
So he has said before that I feel like, yes, Pac died and I've mourned him. But and then now he's just saying he thinks he's still alive?
He is in jail and he ain't been out and he probably just a little bit delirious and he wants to have little stories and remember his friend, which is cool.
A little Portia Williams tidbit, a trivia, if I'm recalling
okay,
correctly.
What?
The first time she ever got the down south tingles was from Tupac. Am I wrong?
He was definitely my first real crush. I will say that. Yeah. He was my first real crush in the whole Jodeci. So I will say that.
The whole Jodeci.
I ain't leave no Jodeci behind. They're all mine.
So is anything tingling right now to suggest that Tupac is alive?
He might be alive.
Crabs. Just
wait.
No, joke. I shouldn't
joke
like
Where's
that.
Where's the melted
like
butter?
I told you, nothing slows it down.
Nothing stops me, Portia. Nothing stops me.
Now, Heidi, we know you are a big wine connoisseur.
Yes.
And I just got to say, you're going to love this. Floyd Mayweather was showing some videos in his crib, but ladies and gentlemen, he's living large.
Of course.
It's like a grown-up version of Richie Rich over there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they get the picture of his pool here, him sitting in his living room just hanging out, Beverly Hills. Look at that wine cellar, Heidi.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Oh, I mean, I have a little collection, but my God.
But, Heidi, your wine area or wine cellar looks so nice. This seems like I need to take reservations just to show up.
reservations needed for the Atlanta crew. You just show up unannounced. We find space for you. Don't even worry about it.
I want to be the first person to drink Hennessy in your wine cellar.
I'll be there this weekend.
Yeah. You're welcome anytime.
It looks impressive, but it's stocked with nothing but Mad Dog 2020.
Well, coming up, our man Chewy talks with the ladies of the real, and he gets really, really real with one of them. We'll show you the realness coming up next.
I'm here hanging out with the girls from The Real. How you doing?
Hey.
You guys look amazing.
Thank you.
Who helps you put all this together, you guys?
Oh, well, we have our own stylist.
Yeah, I did my own makeup today.
Yes, she did do that.
I really did. I'm really proud of it.
We have a team of people to help us to get this
together. Lonnie is so serious.
What? Because, you know, you're my boo, so I have to be, like, serious.
On that tip, though, Lonnie has started liking glam. Season one, she was not.
And she was like, hurry up. I don't care. I don't want lashes. I don't want anything. But then now you're getting all dolled up.
And she's wearing heels. Leather leggings.
Don't get excited.
Leggings.
Yes, leather leggings.
Can I touch them?
You know, you like always leather. Touch.
Me and Lonnie, this has been going on for a while. There's lots of sexual tension between us. I get a kiss. Every time I see Lonnie, I get a kiss.
See?
And, you know, we're here on the set of The Real.
She's saving her wet ones for Idris. Idris, sorry.
Gotta get in line.
Saving her wet ones for Idris. What do I have to do to seal the deal with Lonnie? What do I have to do, you guys?
Please take her out to a nice Michelin star restaurant, dinner, order some champagne.
Let them know.
Make sure to give her brown liquor.
Not champagne, brown liquor.
Brown liquor.
My goodness. Really?
Brown liquor gets her quicker?
You see how they do me?
I could set up a perfect date for you, Lonnie, because I now know where your perfect location would be.
What would that be?
The Louvre.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yes. In Paris.
Yeah. So you'd have to take her to Paris.
Yes.
Have you ever been to Paris, California? It is beautiful.
Oh, my God.
See?
Gorgeous.
That's my type of guy. Humor. Thank you.
There you go. That's true.
Enough about me. Let's talk about my show, The Real, which is live.
Yes. This week.
Very much like this now.
What's
like?
Yeah.
Anything can happen. We don't know what's about to go down.
And we're still going to have the hot guests. We're going to be topical because being live, you can be topical. We can be like Dish Nation and actually talk about things
what's
that's happening, but we're going to talk about it in real time.
As it's happening, yeah.
Can you just show us a little something right now, please? For the real life.
Fix you up real
quick. Oh my God, Chewy.
What is happening?
What?
I have to fix her hair. I had to fix her hair. There was a hair covering your eye.
We do this all the time, you guys. Stop.
We do this crazy.
Is it time?
I'm uncomfortable.
Totally. So all of you have had your husbands on the show.
Yes.
You know, and the oddball out is always my girl, Lonnie.
She's actually not the oddball because
she's
a big fave amongst all of our husbands.
Our husbands love Lonnie. My husband always says, he's always like, is Lonnie free right now? I'd love to just go like hang out with Lonnie. I'm like, shut. You sit right there with
me. And my husband always asks, what's Lonnie's up to?
Yeah.
What is Lonnie up to? Has she texted you?
Wow.
But you'll be my new, you know, when we do the husband takeover, I think I'm going to have you come and you're going to be my partner, okay?
You ready to have a Latin poppy 24/7?
Okay. 365
days?
We'll make it happen, okay? Since everybody wants to see me with someone.
Yes.
Chewy will be the person, right? You ready to do this?
We would have some beautiful black Latin babies.
Oh, my. Wait. We ain't talking about babies. Hold on. You're going too far.
We've got the wheel out.
Okay.
Are we gonna play with the wheel? What are we doing? Should I spin it?
Spin the wheel.
Let's do it really
I'll
quick.
Spin. I'll spin.
Okay, you know, go for it. Go
for it.
Here we go.
Ooh,
celebrity life swap.
Oh.
So, if you could swap your life with any celebrity out there, who would it be? Adrian, you first.
Oh, gosh, this is hard. I would say Jennifer Lopez. She looks really happy right now.
Yeah,
she's really happy.
I would be DJ Khaled's son, Asad, because I want to start off young and rich, baby, young and rich.
That's a good one.
He is the cutest baby and so happy.
And he's so rich.
That's hilarious. So, you guys, I love you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out.
Are we going to end the way we start?
What is about to happen?
It's going to be something nice, hot, steamy.
You're going to kiss her.
I'm going to kiss her. This is what we do. This is what we do.
We have to. Okay. It's a family show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So, when can we watch The Real, you guys?
We love you, Chewy.
It's like kissing two little brown donuts.
Okay, well, that's it. I need a cold shower. We're good done. Bye-bye. Thank you, Dish Nation. See you.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. You know, as we all know, going live on television can be really stressful, right?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Everybody has a little mishaps here and there, correct?
Yes.
Well, in this case, for MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell, it was hammer time.
Uh-oh.
Youngest. Cameron,
Coming up, is Donald Trump going to be called to testify to Congress? Michael Iskoff has the latest on that. Clear. Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it?
I don't know. It's
Where's the hammer?
It's
is it on the, go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering. Stop the hammering. I don't care who the f*** you have to call. Stop the hammering.
Well, somebody didn't have their coffee that morning.
Hello.
That man is pissed. Yeah.
Very upset.
Or hangry.
Okay.
That hammer was too legit to quit.
Okay. Hello.
I ain't mad at him, honey. Hell, you know, when you're trying to do your story and stuff and all that, no, it's just aggravating.
Yeah, like really, somebody should have told the man don't hammer during specific times.
So I want to ask a question.
So,
if somebody released footage of us where we didn't know we were recorded, who would have the worst footage in this room?
Definitely Gary.
Gary.
Gary,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely Gary.
Yeah. All day.
You're doing the aggravating for the most
part. Don't you dare.
I get aggravated.
Don't you dare.
Gary, you act so sweet when you see that red light on that camera. And when that when you think that light is off, you go in on everybody. Nobody is safe.
If y'all wouldn't be aggravating me half of the damn time, I wouldn't do half of the things that I damn do.
Why are you mad at all these damn hells? Nobody.
Because, honey, that's what the hell I said, damn it.
You do know we still filming, right?
I don't give a damn.
All right, y'all. Now, before moving on, we just want to take a second to make sure you tune in tomorrow because we are sitting down with the cast of the new Lego Ninjago movie. We got Justin Theroux, and he finally comes clean about what he steals from his wife, Jennifer Aniston. You don't want to miss that.
Mm.
But check this out.
What?
It's deal time!
Yeah! Uh-oh. It's
deal time.
Check this out. This 20-piece cutlery block set by Quick Cut. Now, these knives are made with stainless steel. The dishwasher safe, and they come in this wood grain storage block. Plus, they have an ergonomic custom textured handle that provides a comfortable and secure grip.
Ooh, nice. Perfect for cutting my veggies.
No doubt. Now, this set also includes everything you're gonna need to cut beef, poultry, fish, fruits, veggies, bread, frozen fruits, tin cans, and much, much more. These knives normally retail for $45 before our Dish Nation family. They're yours for only $18.
Cut it out!
$18?
Just head over to MorningSave.com.
Coming up, Gwyneth Paltrow has a message for all you haters out there. Stay tuned.
Heidi, do you remember yesterday when you said you were done with Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah.
I think it was just yesterday. And she heard you.
What?
Yes, because she sat down with the Hollywood Reporter and had a message for all of her haters out there, which now includes you.
Well, I'm not.
She says.
Oh, God.
I'm interested in criticism based on fact, not on projections. If you want to with me, bring your A game.
Oh, well, unfortunately for me, I guess, and her, I don't have an A game. Yeah, Never have.
She was always on the B team.
Never have. Like I said yesterday, I've kind of supported Gwyneth.
Don't go back now.
This is what I said yesterday, Gwyneth. It's now since I know you're watching. But it's just the ridiculous stuff that she puts on her website. Here's the headline on her site. When is death irreversible? An MD explains why it's evolving. What does that mean? That's what I'm talking about.
I thought it always
was. And then right under that, where you think, oh, wow, she's really getting into it with an MD. He's going to be talking about resuscitation and stuff. Or you can buy a dance bag purse for $520.
I already have a dance bag.
That is some dance you got going on there.
Too hot for TV.
Show is over. But make sure you go to MorningSave.com to catch today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.